From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The Pentagon is looking for ways to reduce pressure on the U.S. armed forces brought on largely by the war in Iraq. Long deployments in Iraq are putting stress on the military, especially the National Guard and the Army Reserve. The National Guard ends its fiscal year tomorrow without meeting its goal for new recruits, and a significant percentage of one branch of the reserves, known as Ready Reserves, has not reported for duty on time. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
For the first time in a decade, the National Guard will end its fiscal year short of its recruiting goal. The gap is small, some 6,000 soldiers, or about 2% of the total Guard force. Lieutenant Colonel Mike Jones is a senior recruiting and retention officer with the Army National Guard.
I think that any time that the military, especially the National Guard, comes up short on any goal that it has, causes the leadership to become extremely focused on that and take action to make sure that we can close that gap quickly.
To close that gap, the Guard is adding 1,000 new recruiters next fiscal year and doubling retention bonuses to $10,000. They're also boosting tuition and student loan payments and completely revamping their ad outreach. Gone is the long-held pitch emphasizing benefits and a one weekend a month, 2 weeks a year mantra. In its place are ads emphasizing service, sacrifice, and benefits. Lieutenant Colonel Jones says since 9/11, the role of the Guard has expanded dramatically, and it's time their marketing efforts changed as well.
Reminding Americans that the Guard today doesn't just serve in Iraq and Afghanistan and Bosnia, but they're serving in South Florida, they're serving out in California in the wildfires, they're serving in the eastern seaboard with floods and tornadoes. You know, and obviously a hot war, is going to take a lot of the headlines, but the American soldier has been more relevant, more needed and more important than ever before.
Almost all of the Guard's 6,000 soldier shortfall is from soldiers who left active duty service and declined to join the Guard. That's a deeply troubling sign, some officials say, if it becomes a larger trend. Another potentially worrying sign is that at least 35% of soldiers in a different part of the service called back for duty in Iraq and Afghanistan involuntarily, a pool known as the Individual Ready Reserves, have not shown up for duty on time. The Army says most have requested exemptions from duty, citing health issues, family concerns, or other hardships. Six soldiers face possible desertion or AWOL charges if they don't report. The U.S. Army Reserve, meantime, says it's on track to meet its year-end goals for recruitment and retention, but officials concede there are concerns in those numbers as stop-loss orders. Orders barring service members from retiring or leaving for a set period of time artificially inflate some year-end numbers. The active duty Army, meantime, continues to try to meet its recruitment and retention goals while doing much of the heavy lifting for combat operations in Iraq. A recent report by the Defense Science Board, an influential Pentagon-appointed advisory panel, underscores the continued strain on the armed forces. It says, among other things, that the U.S. will not be able to keep its current combat stabilization commitments in Iraq and elsewhere without adding to the size of the armed forces or lowering the goals and objectives of the missions. Andrew Krepinevich is with the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments.
The United States Army will have difficulty trying to sustain the current force levels it has overseas in places like Iraq and Afghanistan if changes aren't made, if some solution isn't found to either increase the size of the Army, reduce the level of the threat in Iraq, or get other countries or the Iraqis themselves to provide a greater level of effort to offset some of the U.S. effort.
But right now, Krepinevich says, getting other nations to help in Iraq or significantly speeding up Iraqi security training both remain long shots. A Pentagon official says one measure to reduce strain on the force under discussion is the possibility of shortening the duration of Army combat tours from 12 to 7 months, the Marine Corps' current tour length. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Washington.